Welcome to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Now it's time for exciting hatchet play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Here's Alex Cook.
High school basketball is live and on the air. A very good Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook, and we're back at the Hatchet House tonight for tonight's non-conference showdown as your Tomahawk Hatchet boys basketball team takes on the Rib Lake Redmen. And once again, back in the broadcast booth with me is one and only Terry Tim. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, it's always good to be here. On a Friday night, indoor lights here, Alex.
Yes, Friday indoor lights indeed. So let's talk about this Hatchet team as we get into our Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here for tonight. The Hatchets have struggled mightily throughout the course of the season here. As we know, Pike, this is a team that's in a rebuilding year, and they're going to be shorthanded tonight because they're down their leading scorer, Brody Rigney, due to an illness.
Yeah, that's going to hurt tremendously because they look to get Brody the open shot. That's basically a lot of our offense is set up to get him that outside open three, inside out, whatever, move the ball around. But that's a big vacuum that they're going to have to fill somehow.
Yeah, certainly. Their opponents tonight are the Rib Lake Redmen. This particular Rib Lake team, they're in the same conference as Prentice, so the Merriwood North, and they are in first place in the Merriwood North Conference. They're currently at 12-5 on the season, and this is a very, very good senior-heavy team, Pike, that is led by their two leading scorers, Jackson Blomberg and Dominic Wedno.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out where number 2 and number 11 are all night and get a hand in their face because they can light that scoreboard up like a pinball machine.
Yes, they can. Pike, as we take a look at tonight's keys to the game, what does Tomahawk need to do to pull off the upset?
Well, it's going to take a lot here. We're the last place team in the GNC facing the number 1 team in the Merriwood North.
Yes.
And they're on a hot streak here. We're going to have to be fundamentally strong in all aspects of the game. Passing, boxing out, taking high percentage shots. We're going to have to come up with a very, very patient offense against the Redmen. Second of all, we're going to have to identify number 2 and number 11, Blomberg and Quidno, and know where they are because they're going to be the main shooters for the Rib Lake Redmen. And the last thing is stay positive, guys. Stay positive. This is a non-conference game. This is like a great practice to get us back and ready for the GNC.
And again, looking at this Rib Lake team here, this is a Rib Lake team. We saw these two teams go against each other in Rib Lake last year, Pike, and Tomahawk put up a heck of a fight against them. It was all the way until the end of the second half in which Rib Lake ultimately pulled away. What about the Redmen? What do they need to do to get the victory?
Well, before I get into that, there was common opponents. We both played Prentice. Prentice beat us 83-44.
Yes.
And the Redmen beat Prentice 61-54. Ouch. So
yeah.
Tomahawk is going to be in a battle here tonight. The Redmen are going to have to bring it to us. Bring the pressure. I mean, Tomahawk can ill afford to get into a running game here. We got a stable full of quarter horses, and we're going against a bunch of thoroughbreds.
Yes.
So we got to take the air out of the ball, slow the game down, pass it around. They can't score when we got the ball, so don't get into that running game. They're going to try and pressure you and get a lot of live ball turnovers leading to easy baskets and force you and press you and try to get you into that high-tempo game. Can't happen.
Yes.
Can't happen for the Hatchets.
Yep, certainly. And looking at this Rib Lake team again, this is going to be a pretty senior-heavy team. They had four seniors that have started a lot of games for them tonight. But they also do have a couple of promising young players on this team, including Seth Borkhardt, Talon Scheitower. They also have a really good, obviously have Quedno and Blomberg, and it looks like also look for them in the starting lineup tonight to also put in Jed Henderson.
Yeah, and they've got a couple of freshmen on their roster, too. But you got to realize in Rib Lake, it's the only game in town. There's no swimming team or wrestling team or whatnot or hockey team, so this is it for them. But Let me talk a little bit about Rib Lake. They are one of our close neighbors here, and anybody that knows anything about high school athletics knows that through the years, through the decades, there's been some great athletes that have played for Rib Lake. They've gone to state. There's a little bit of a Hoosier story. Remember the movie Hoosiers?
Yes, Alex? I do. Yes.
That's a small town in Indiana that went to the state tournament and won it. Well, back in 1951, the Rib Lake Redmen, and right now their enrollment is 132.
Uh-huh.
And back in 1951, there was only one class. It was you against the world. You against all of Milwaukee, Madison, Manitowoc, the big schools.
Yeah.
And they took their team to state in 51, won the first game, and in the championship game they lost.
Wow.
So that's a unique history. Not too many people know that. They're also excellent in baseball. Many times to the state tournament in 15 and 16 they lost. 2016 they lost in a championship game, and I think they've been back there since then, and they've been to sectional finals. It's almost like a regular thing over there. They know how to play baseball, and they know how to play basketball in Rib Lake.
Yep, certainly. Again, very good sports-oriented small town.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll hear from Hatchet Boys basketball coach John Larson, get his thoughts on tonight's game. This is the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. That's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cashback checking. Or, if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Friday evening. And currently joining me is Hatchet Boys basketball coach John Larson. John, welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go ahead and get right into this here. Your team has hit quite a bit of a rough patch over the last month and a half, losing 10 straight. Why do you think your team is struggling so much?
Well, it starts with turnovers. We're turning the ball over way too much, number one. Number two, we're getting great shots. The ball's just not going in the hole. I think right now, I know for as far as conference goes, we're shooting about 26% from the floor. And that, and we all, you know, anyone who knows basketball, that's not going to get it done.
No,
so we continue to work, shooting drills galore during practice, just working on fundamental skills to try and get better and not turn the ball over as many times as we have. And, it's just a body of work that we have to continue to do. And we just hope we continue to go in the right direction. I told the guys the other day, I think from where we have started the season to where we are now, we have definitely improved as a basketball team and a basketball program. It's just we've closed that gap, but the gap is still very large. So it's going to take time, and our guys still keep coming. They're hungry. They love and enjoy the game of basketball, and they give me their best effort every day, and that's all we can ask of the guys.
You know, you look at this particular team, talking here with John Larson here on the Family Orthodontics Radio pregame show. John, you lost to Antigo last week. Again, great Northern Conference opponent, seemed to have your number. What went wrong for your team against Antigo?
Well, actually, quite honestly, Alex, we played a decent first half. After the first 6 minutes, we were actually up and had the lead at 12-9, and we were playing great defense. We were rebounding, something that we continue to struggle with consistently, but it was better. We handled the pressure. We got some shots, and we made them. And we were playing good basketball. And then, they went on a little run. They got back and, beat us. Our transition D was not very good. They got some easy layups. Mm-hmm. We got some great shots. I think we missed about 5 or 6 layups in that first half, which, down 42-26, you take and add half of those points in there. That's maybe a 6-10 point ball game instead of a 16 point ball game. So first half, we are very pleased as coaches. And then the second half, it was something like someone flipped the switch, and everything that we did, we turned it over. We weren't rebounding like we were. We were still creating good shots. We weren't making shots, and they were beating us down the floor on the offensive end for some easy buckets. And, it just got away from us. And, so it was a tale of two halves. We played pretty good basketball for 18 minutes, and the second 18 was not what we wanted it to be.
John, you have Ripley coming into town here tonight. They're currently standing at the top of the Merriwood North Conference. They are in the same conference as Prentice, who you played also earlier this year. What does your team need to do to compete and to try and pull out the upset tonight?
Well, it's the same thing that we've talked about, Alex. We got to put it together for 36 minutes, all the basic fundamentals of the game. We have to be a great rebounding team, not just on the defensive end, but we also get, it's lopsided on the offensive rebounding end too. A lot of teams get second, third, fourth, fifth shots at the basket. We get our one shot and one and done. So we have to get better there. We have to protect the ball. We can't turn it over. We can't give good basketball teams 20-30 more opportunities on the offensive end of the floor. And then we need to keep taking shots. You got to score points to win. And I told the guys, we have really, we challenged our guys. We want them to, by the end of the game, all our guys to take 6 to 8 shots, top to bottom. Anyone who gets in that game, and we've gotten way better at that. So we're putting the ball up. We're increasing our opportunities to score. The ball's just got to go in the basket. So, again, it boils down to basic fundamentals of the game, executing for 36 minutes and doing the things that we've been working hard on in practice to do.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, John?
Nope. Just thanks for having me, and appreciate you being here. And hopefully we can play a fundamentally solid basketball game tonight.
Let's hope so. Again, Tomahawk against Rib Lake tonight. Tip-off is at 7:15. John Larson, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio pregame show right after this on WJJQ.
John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk. Tomahawk Builders Supply, located at 120 North Railway Street, has been proudly serving the Tomahawk area since 1975. Tomahawk Builders Supply offers expert service and a selection of materials and competitive prices right here locally without having to drive out of town. Whether you're a building contractor or a household handyman, you will find what you need available Monday through Saturday at Tomahawk Builders Supply, just a block north of downtown on Railway Street. Phone 453-2757. And good luck, Hatchets, from Evan, Amanda, and the staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply.
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball in Northwoods, 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. So you get set for tonight's non-conference showdown between the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Rib Lake Redmen. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First off, for the Redmen of Rib Lake, a sophomore, number one, Seth Borkhart. A senior, number two, Jackson Blumberg. A senior, number five, Donovan Sutherland. A senior, number 11, Dominic Quedno. And rounding out the starting lineup, senior, number 15, Andrew Woody. The Rib Lake Redmen are coached by Todd Henderson and assisted by Luke Gaybauer. Now the starting lineup for your Tomahawk Hatchets. A senior, number 0, Easton Sleeper. A senior, number 1, Ethan Ein. A junior, number 2, Malachi Scheffler. A junior, number 13, Dominic Booz. And rounding out the starting lineup, a junior, number 24, Riley Massa. Hatchets are coached by John Larson and assisted by John List and Levi Spaeth. Well, Pike, obviously, again, as previously mentioned, no Brody Rigney tonight. So look for Tomahawk to get their scoring elsewhere. I'm looking for Malachi Scheffler and Ethan Ein specifically to step up.
Somebody's got to fill that vacuum because we need a lot of points with Brody out of the game here tonight. And again, we can't get into a horse race with these thoroughbreds. We got to take the air out of the ball.
Certainly.
And be very patient on offense.
Yep. Tipping off for Tomahawk is Easton Sleeper. Donovan Sutherland will tip for Rib Lake, and the tip goes to the Redmen, and we are underway. Here comes Rib Lake with Andrew Woody. Woody lobbing it inside to a wide-open Seth Borkhart, who puts Rib Lake on the board first. Here's Scheffler back over to Sleeper. Rib Lake going into a straight man press here, it looks like, to start the night, trying to force some turnovers. Here comes Booz. Booz takes it across the midcourt line, bounce pass to Ein. Ein drives, bounce pass Sleeper, and he stepped out of bounds and will go back to Rib Lake.
Actually, that looked like a 2-2-1 zone press there.
Really?
Forcing them to the outside, so we'll see how this materializes here. They're looking to get those live ball turnovers for easy baskets.
And I guess the man-on-man press kind of fooled me a little bit then with that. Yep. Here's Sutherland swinging it back inside to Quedno. Quedno's pass, that one goes off the foot of Sleeper, will remain with Rib Lake. Again, these two teams met last year, and again, Tomahawk was able to hang with Rib Lake for a little bit, for about the first 30 minutes or so, until the Redmen put it away in the final sixth. Inbound thrown in to Quedno, swings it over to Woody. Woody swings it over. Blumberg drives inside on Ein. Blumberg to the basket, goes up and lays it in. 4-0 Rib Lake here to begin this one. Jackson Blumberg leading the team in scoring at over 13 points a game, also averaging 7 boards. Booz, cross-court pass to Scheffler. Long pass, Riley Massa tries to get it inside, knocked away by Woody. Massa comes up with it. Massa bounce pass to Ein, and Tomahawk will go ahead and set up their offense. And now let's see how patient they can be here. Booz over to Ein, going to the left, guarded tightly by Borkhart. Now over Massa. Massa fakes, looks cross-court to Ein, fakes the pass inside, swings it to Booz. High pills knocked away at the last second. Now here comes Rib Lake back the other way. Sutherland, he's going to go up and lay it in. 6-0 Rib Lake here, 16:40 to go, first half.
Yep, that's the racing with the thoroughbreds I was talking about. We got to watch out for them live ball turnovers, especially at the top of the key like that.
Yep, here comes Booz. Now Booz splits the double team, swings it to Sleeper, over to Ein. Ein will swing it back to Scheffler. Swings it Booz now around the corner. Booz now comes back to the top of the key, guarded at the top of the key by Sutherland. Ein back to Booze. Over to Massa left wing. Bounce past Scheffler. High post back to Booze. Swings it to Ein. Ein fakes. Swings it back to Booze. Booze to Massa. Massa to Booze to Ein. Ein will try a three from the wing. No good. Rebound grabbed by Woody for Rib Lake. And now here come the Redmen with Quedno. Quedno over to Borchardt. Fakes pass. Now goes to the right. Hands it off to Woody. Back to Borchardt it goes. Borchardt drives down the lane. Knocked out of bounds by Massa. Any last touch did it. It'll go back to the Redmen.
I was surprised Rib Lake was in a 1-3-1 that last time on defense. So we'll have to see what they come down with on this next defensive stand.
And there's another lay-in, this time for Jackson Blumberg. He's got four early on here for the Redmen, 8-0 Rib Lake. Here is Scheffler looking to operate. We'll swing it up to Ein. Ein takes it across the midcourt line. Now surrounded by two Redmen. Swings it over to Dominic Booze. Booze fakes pass one way. And Tomahawk will go ahead and try and set things up. Booze tries to split the double team. Picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Sleeper. Sleeper standing in the corner. Hands it back to Booze. Booze looking to operate. Booze, long pass, knocked away and scooped up by Quedno. Here comes Rib Lake back the other way. Quedno driving. That's a bad pass. It'll go out of bounds. Right back to Tomahawk. It will go. He's trying to look for Blumberg. And the first substitution of the night will go to Colton Sessler for Tomahawk. He'll come in for Booze.
And Rib Lake goes from low gear to high gear in short order here.
Yes.
They get that transition game going.
Yeah, most of these teams in the Marywood Conference really like to go fast. We saw that also with that Prentice team back on December 5th, Pike.
Yes, we did.
Here comes Ein driving inside. Hills fakes, tries to swing it back out, intercepted by Sutherland. And now here come the Redmen back again. Massa knocks it away. Sutherland maintains possession. Borchardt will try a three. That one no good. Rebound tipped. Fought for, and that is going to be knocked away by Sleeper, but it goes right to Sutherland for the Redmen. Borchardt drives inside on Scheffler, goes up. His jumper, no good. Rebound Easton Sleeper, and it is going to be a jump ball between Sleeper and Quedno. Possession arrow will favor Tomahawk. 14:55 to go here, first half.
Yeah, their hands are all over the place, and so far the refereeing crew is letting the physicality play out here.
And that's an intercepted pass right away by Borchardt. Gets it over to Sutherland, who's fouled by Mass, and he'll go to the line for two. Boy, you're right. This Rib Lake team is very, very quick.
Yeah, they are.
Reminds me a little bit of the Montello team that we saw in the Hatchet Holiday back in December.
Yes, yes. And it reminds me a lot of Prentice, too, because they're end-to-end, full court intensity.
Sutherland knocks down the first. Redmen shoots 70% from the free throw line, so pretty good for a team, especially a Marywood team. And Sutherland goes 2-for-2. 10-0 Rib Lake here early on in this first half. Inbound to Sessler. Sessler fakes pass, looks, has to get rid of it. And instead, he will give it to Scheffler. And Tomahawk, they're going to have to get out and get running here. Scheffler able to get it across the midcourt line to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, cross to Sessler. Sessler fakes, swings it. Scheffler, three ball, corner pocket, in and out. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Massa. Back to Scheffler. He'll fake the three. Pull up from just inside the arc. That one off the back rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Borchardt. And now here come the Redmen back the other way. Borchardt swings it over to Woody. Woody going to the left. Guarded tightly by Scheffler. Now drives along the baseline. Tries to swing it over to Borchardt. Borchardt taking it away from Ein. Knocked away at the last second in the paint. And a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Rib Lake. That time Borchardt got tied up with Colton Sessler.
Good defensive stand that time by the Hatchets. Drive down the baseline with a crisp pass to the middle of the lane. And we collapsed on it real well and got a jump ball out of that.
Now here is Blomberg, who cannot hit the three. That one went in and out like a fast food restaurant. Rebound grabbed by Riley Massa. And now the Hatchets, they have to try and get something going. Massa looking to operate. Swings it over to Scheffler. Tomahawk's going to have to get out and run here. Scheffler tries to get it up to Sesslar. That pass was intercepted by Blomberg. Looking for an over and back call, doesn't get it. Blomberg is fouled by Massa, and he'll go to the line for two. Massa picks up his second. Now John Larson may have to consider going into his bench here.
Yes,
early on in his first half.
Can ill afford to have Riley get his third foul here with 13:53 left.
And Tyler Sundquist will come in for the Hatchets before the second free throw. Blomberg at the free throw line. He knocks down the first. Blomberg, a 75% foul shooter at the line. Pretty good shooter. Makes three out of every four. Massa comes out. Sundquist comes in for the first time. Sundquist has been, again, this Tomahawk team, they've rotated a lot of starting lineups here. We're getting a first new-look starting lineup for this Hatchet team with Rigney out as Blumberg goes 2-for-2. Inbound now thrown into Scheffler. Now Rib Lake's going to sag back into a half-court defense here. And it looks like they're going to try and go into a bit of a trap.
1-3-1.
Yeah, 1-3-1. Here is Scheffler looking to operate, going to the left. Now bounces it inside Sundquist. Back to Scheffler. He fakes. He drives. Tries to leave it for Sessler, but it's out of bounds. It'll go back to Rib Lake.
That's fifth turnover for the Hatchet so far.
And they probably have about three or four shot attempts also.
Yeah.
Here comes Rip Blake back the other way with Seth Borchardt across the midcourt line. He is going to the right, handing it off to Jackson Blomberg. Hands it off Woody. Could not gain possession of the ball. Loose. Blomberg scoops it up, though. Gets it over to Borchardt. Borchardt back to Blomberg. He's got a wide-open look for three. Short. Rebound grabbed by Quenno. Quenno now takes a few dribbles, swings it back out. He drives inside. Drop step, goes up and finishes. 14-0 Rib Lake here. 13-12 to go first half.
If there was a Zamboni, it'd only have to do this part of the ice on the Rib Lake side.
Oh, no, you with the hockey reference, yeah. Mike. Scheffler across to Sessler. Sessler fakes one way. Now tries to swing it. That's a kickball on Blomberg. It'll remain with Tomahawk. And for the first time tonight, Rib Lake will make a substitution. Michael Butler, the senior, will come in. He will replace Dominic Quedno.
And I remember the last time we faced a 1-3-1, the first half, Brody Rigney was out on top, and we didn't score at all. We moved him to the bottom, and he moved around baseline to baseline,
yep.
And we got some nice shots that way, but Brody's not here tonight, so
nope.
Somebody's got to fill that void.
Sessler to Ein. Ein fakes, goes up, left-handed shot off the back rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Woody. Lost out of bounds. Looks like it was knocked out by Sleeper. It will remain with Rib Lake. 12:43 to go here, first half.
So far, Tomahawk's only got two fouls, but unfortunately, both of those are Riley Massa, and he's on the bench. But
yep.
We've got to stay tight on defense.
Yeah, that's the key. Here's Blomberg, right wing. Look, swings it over to Borchardt. Borchardt now is going to drive inside on Sessler. Kick it out to Woody. Woody fakes. Goes between the legs. Swings it to Sutherland. Fakes to Blomberg. Now gets it to him. Blomberg guarded tightly by Ethan Ein. He'll drive inside. Blomberg zigzags to the rim. Goes up and finishes. 16-0 Rib Lake. 12:16 to go here, first half. Blomberg's got eight.
And he's a bucket hunter.
Yes,
he's
he is.
He's looking to score every time he gets the ball.
That pass knocked away. Here comes Sutherland driving down the lane. He's going to go up and lay it in. The Redmen have scored 18 points before the Hatchets have put one on, and John Larson finally wants to talk it over. And it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here for now. Well, Pike, we've seen how good this Rib Lake team can be. They have a very big senior-heavy roster. They're battle-tested. They have flexed their will early on in this one.
Yeah, and a team that does this full court pressing, they tend to be deep because you got to give those people that are working the press time to sit on the bench and get their breath back. So
certainly,
it looks like they are long and lean, and they are deep too.
So. Yes, they are. Yes, they are, and they got a lot of seniors as well. Very veteran loaded team here.
They got the second half of that Merriwood Conference North coming up, so they're in first place as through the first swing. We'll see how they come out of this battle in the northern part of the Merriwood Conference as they go on down their schedule.
Yep, Rib Lake and Prentice right now both at the top of that Merriwood North. Ein, high post to Sundquist, turnaround jumper, free throw line, in and out, rebound grabbed by Jackson Blomberg.
We're getting a few good shots. They're just not finding the bottom of the well.
And that's really been the theme of this season here for this Hatchet team. You heard John Larson talk about it on the interview. And that jumper from Quedno is good. Dominic Quedno makes it 20-0 Rib Lake.
Nice looking left-handed jump shot from the free throw line.
Yep.
Looked pretty smooth on that second leading scorer on their team.
Here's Sessler to Scheffler. Now back Sessler over to Ein left wing. Tries to get it inside to Sundquist and does. Tries to give and go. Knocked away by Quedno. And now here comes Rib Lake back the other way with Jackson Blomberg. Blomberg blows right by Ein. Goes to the left. Guarded by Sessler. Now here's Woody driving inside on Scheffler. Goes between the legs. Spins. Now tries to go up and under. And a foul is going to be called. I think they're going to get Scheffler with this one. Nope, they're going to get Sleeper. That's his first. And that's the third team foul of the half on Tomahawk.
Looking for dribble drive penetration there. And to the Hatchet's credit, they collapsed really tight on it. But we
yep.
Followed him as he went to the ground.
Inbound thrown in to Borchardt. Handing it off to Woody. Drive, kick. Quedno can't hit the three, hit the back iron. Rebound grabbed by Woody off the bounce. Woody tries to get it, does to Quedno, goes up, block, but a foul on Sleeper. Ooh, there was a lot of ball in that one, but it looks like he got him in the head with his elbow and unintentionally. Sleeper picks up his second, and that will send Dominic Quedno back to the free throw line.
Not only are they bucket hunters, but they attack the glass.
Yes,
also,
they do.
Offensive rebounds, they've got three so far, and that was another one that they were going to get, but he got fouled.
Quedno knocks down the first. And Rib Lake has put 21 up on the scoreboard before the Hatchets have been able to get a point up. Quedno's second free throw is good. 22-0 Rib Lake. 10:59 to go here in this first half. Here comes Sessler across the midcourt line here for Tomahawk. And he's going to go between the legs, swing it over to Scheffler. Scheffler guarded by Woody. Bounces it to Sundquist. Turn around, free throw line jumper. That's good. Tomahawk finally gets off the schneid with a jumper from Tyler Sundquist.
And that shot's going to be open against a 1-3-1. There's going to be a guy in your face, but you get a shot at the free throw line, you've got to take it.
Here comes Borchardt. Wild drive to the basket, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ein, and he's fouled by Borchardt from behind. And now Borchardt took the ball away from Ein, and Ein's wondering, what the heck was that for? You took my ball away, man. What the heck?
Yeah, that was not very good sportsmanship on the part of the Rib Lake Laker there.
Rib Lake Redmen, I think it was.
Oh, it's a Redmen, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, it is, yep.
Foul is on Borchardt. That's his first team foul of the half. Here comes Sessler across the big court line. Swings it to Scheffler. Back to Sessler. He'll swing it to Ein. Ein going to the left. He'll drive. Swing it to Sundqvist. Another elbow jumper for him. That's good. Tyler Sundqvist with another jumper. He's got four. 22-4. 10-15 to go here first half.
Two for two lately for Mr. Sundqvist.
There you go. Quendo. That pass deflected. That's going to go out of bounds. And will remain with Rib Lake. Looks like it was last touched by Easton Sleeper. And the Redmen will make another couple substitutions. Donovan Sutherland will come back in. And for the first time tonight, the senior Xavier Johnson will come in for the Redmen. He'll replace Borchardt and Woody. Inbound thrown in by Blomberg. He'll get it in to Quetno. Swings it back to Blomberg. He's going to stand at the three-point arc. Fake drive inside. He'll go up. That shot blocked by Easton Sleeper out of bounds. It will go back to Rib Lake.
Little ball fake from the three-point line and two dribble drive penetration right to the basket. Put it up. He's talking to the ref. I thought I got fouled, but nope. That was a good block out of bounds for Rib Lake.
Inbound will be thrown in by the Redmen underneath the hatch basket. 10:02 to go here in this first half. Rib Lake 22, Tomahawk 4. And that pass looks like it stepped out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk. I think that pass hit the baseline.
Something happened there where the ref blew the whistle right away on the pass. So I think you're right there, Alex.
Inbound will be thrown into Sessler. Here comes Tomahawk back the other way. Sessler looking, swings it over to Scheffler. Scheffler fakes. He'll try a three right wing. That is going to be well short. Rebound grab by Blomberg. Blomberg will take it across the big court line. And he'll swing it over to Quetno, top of the key. He'll drive inside on Sleeper. Kick, Sutherland. Sutherland drives. Right-hand floater in the paint. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Sutherland. It will remain with Tomahawk.
Good defense again by the Hatchets.
And again, their defense hasn't necessarily been bad, but, you know, Rib Lake has been able to make some tough shots here early on.
They're attacking the basket, getting to the foul line by attacking the basket, scoring from there, and also attacking the glass and getting second and third chances.
Let's see if Tomahawk can go on a little bit of a run here. Keep this going. Here's Ein now in the corner, guarded by Sleeper. Ein fakes, looks, cross court, Sundqvist. He'll drive, go up, right-hand hook shot. No, rebound grab by Quetno. That one went all the way around the rim and bounced out. Here comes Quetno driving to the left. Knocked away by Sessler. Loose out of bounds. Almost had it out. That'll swing back over Johnson. And that three is no good. Rebound grab. Back up. No good. And that one is fought for. Loose on the floor. And the Redmen keep possession of it with Sutherland. Michael Butler was also fighting for that board. Here's Quetno. Left wing guarded by Sleeper. He'll swing it over to Blomberg. Blomberg looking. Over to Johnson. Top of the key. Now here's Quetno driving inside on Sleeper. Now swings it back. Blomberg, he drives along the baseline. Kick out. Quetno's open for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Sutherland. And Rib Lake maintaining possession. The thing with this Rib Lake team, they're very tall as well.
That's their third offensive rebound on this possession.
Here is Borchardt driving inside. No, Blomberg, excuse me. Kick back out Quetno. Quetno fakes on Sleeper. Drives to the lane. Goes up. Left-handed layup is good. 24-4. 8:23 to go here, first half.
Both Quetno and Blomberg, Quetno left-handed, Blomberg right-handed, are dribble driving down the lane and getting to the basket and making layups or getting to the foul line.
Sessler's shot blocked out of bounds and will remain with Tomahawk. Last touched by Rib Lake's Michael Butler. And when you're dealing with a backcourt like they have, where one's right-handed and one's left-handed, that can throw you for a loop defensively.
Especially the left-handed. You're used to, you know, 90%, 95% of the kids you deal with in practice and in other games are right-handed. So when a guy goes left-handed and goes quick, you're not ready for it.
Yep, here's Sessler going to the right, looking to operate, crosses over. And again, Tomahawk just looking to set up their offense. Here's Ein, left wing, guarded tightly by Quetno. He'll go to the right, swing it to Sessler. Sessler for three, no good. That one is off the backboard. Rebound grab by Donovan Sutherland. Sutherland crosses over on Scheffler, drives to the lane. He goes up, can't score. Rebound grab by Tyler Sundqvist. I think everyone was looking around for a foul, but there was no call.
Yeah, could have went either way there.
Could have.
Refs let that one go.
Here's Scheffler to Sessler. Sessler going right, fakes pass one way, now gets it inside to Ein. Low block, Ein turnaround, left-hand hook shot, good.
Woo.
Ethan Ein with a nice jumper. It's 24-6, his first two of the night.
Now they're starting to fall.
Yep, here you go with Blomberg driving. Now swings it back to Quenno. He drives inside on sleeper. Turnaround jumper. That one rolls around and drops. Shooter's touch for Dominic Quedno. He's got 10, 26-6, Rib Lake.
Both of those guards know how to get into the painted area and put up shots or layups, and they're looking to score every time their hands touch the ball.
Yep, here comes Sessler to Ein. Back to Sessler. He'll hand it off to Sundquist. Left-handed dribble, pulls up, 15-footer, off the back rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Dominic Quedno. Here comes Quedno. Dominic Booz getting set to check in for Tomahawk. Quedno swings it back out. Three-pointer from Blomberg is no good. Rebound grabbed by Quedno. Swings it back. Blomberg drives inside. Goes up. His shot. No good. Blomberg grabs the miss. Rebound loose. Fought for and scooped up by Sutherland. Sutherland fakes. Swings it back out. Blomberg. He goes by Ein. He drives. Goes up. Wild layup. No good but a foul. And Blomberg will go to the line. Now, who are they going to get with this one?
I think could be any of three players that he drove through there. Again, their dribble drive penetration, they're getting to the hoop. And if they're not making layups, it's because they got fouled and they're going to the free throw line.
And that foul's on sleeper. That's number three on him. So he's going to have to come out. And it's going to be Seth Borkhardt at the free throw. Jackson Blomberg at the line. And he knocks down the first.
They're 7-for-7 from the free throw line.
That'll win you a lot of games.
That'll do. That's a sign of a good team when you can knock down a high percentage of the free throws. Yep.
Sleeper and Scheffler out. Booz and Cooper Hetzel come in for the Hatchets. Meanwhile, Rib Lake will be bringing back in Michael Butler and Andrew Woody. And also in for the first time is Corey Fuchs for Rib Lake. And he comes in for Blomberg as he goes 2-for-2. 28-6 here in this first half. 6:27 to go. Booz swings it over to Sessler. He'll fake to the left. Look, swings it to Ein, top of the key. Ein back. Sessler, he'll try three from the corner. Yes! Colton Sessler for three. First triple of the night for the Hatchets. 28-9.
You got to be patient on offense. Those open shots will come. You got to move that ball around. Let the ball find the open shot.
Yep, Fuchs guarded by Ein. That pass deflected. Loose on the floor. Hetzel comes up with it. Pokes it ahead to Sessler. He drives down the lane, and it looks like he was looking for the foul call. Didn't get it. Booz knocked it away from behind. Comes away with it and keeps it in play, but he was out of bounds, and we'll go back to Rib Lake. Heck of an effort there, though, by Dominic Booz.
Yes, it was. I like that end-to-end. We're not quitting at all, that's
no.
For sure. We got some fight in us.
Borkhardt gets set to come back in for Rib Lake at the next dead ball. Here's Andrew Woody across the midcourt line. He'll hand it off to Sutherland. Swings it to Butler now, left wing. He'll drive on Hetzel. Lose the ball. Comes back with it and travels. It'll go back to Tomahawk. And again, Borkhardt will come back in. He will replace, looks like he'll replace Butler. And Riley Massa will come back in with two fouls. And he will sub out Tyler Sundquist.
So far, Rib Lake has gone three deep on their bench. I expect that to increase as the game goes on.
Well, here comes Sessler across the midcourt line. Tomahawk's gone three deep as well. Sessler fakes, swings it back. Booz. Booz guarded by Sutherland, top of the key. Booz going to drive to the right, hand it off to Sessler. Sessler crosses over and travels. It'll go back to Rib Lake. Looks like he picked up his foot a little too quick there.
Yeah. He was trying to do the dribble drive, but there were three guys standing in his way, and he thought better of it, but picked up that foot in the process.
That pass deflected. Fuchs goes back to get it to Borkhardt. He'll swing it to Woody, guarded by Massa, inside to a cutting Sutherland. Can't finish. Rebound grabbed by Dominic Booz. Here comes Tomahawk out and running. Booz across the midcourt line. He drives. Right-hand layup. No. Rebound grabbed by Ein. Ein kicks it out. Booz, three ball, corner pocket. You got it. Dominic Booz for three. Back-to-back triples for the Hatchets. 28-12. And that one knocked out of bounds. Ein is able to save it. Loose ball and able to get back and get it was Donovan Sutherland for Rib Lake. Into the corner, Borkhardt. Borkhardt guarded by Hetzel. Now picks up his dribble, has to get rid of it. Does to Woody, top of the key. He'll drive, go up right-hand floater. Short, rebound Sutherland. Sutherland loops it back around. Swings it back, top of the key. Borkhardt will drive, knocked away by Massa. Back out to Woody. Woody driving along the baseline to Sutherland. Gets Booz to leave his feet. That shot no good. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Nope. And that foul is on Cooper Hetzel. That is his first.
No bonus shots yet.
Yep, no bonus yet, but Rib Lake will be shooting the rest of the way. Dominic Quedno will come back in. He will replace Xavier Johnson. Andrew Woody will inbound. And gets it into a wide open Sutherland who goes up and lays it in. 30 points for Rib Lake here in this first half. 30-12. 4:25 to go. See, the Hatchets can get can string together another couple of threes here. Here's Booz going to the left. Gets it to high post to Hetzel. Hetzel goes back to get it. Bounce pass to Ein. Low block. Swings it back to Booz. Booz goes to the left. Guarded by Massa. And he will fake the handoff to Sessler. Now get it to Hetzel. High post. Swings it back. Massa. Massa thinks about the three. Gets it inside to Ein. Left hand hook is good. Massa to Ein for two. 30-14. Tomahawk.
Just be patient with that offense, boys. Just move the ball around, find the open shot.
Here's Quenno to Woody. Swings it to Borchardt. Borchardt fakes pass one way, tries to get it to Fuchs. Instead, he'll hand it off to Woody. Woody guarded by Massa. Now back top of the key, Sutherland. He'll swing at Quenno, left corner. Quenno over to Woody. Woody fakes, looks, tries to operate. Woody going to the right. Now drives, goes up into the corner. Borchardt for three, got it. Seth Borchardt from downtown. Rib Lake Redmen respond with a three of their own. Borchardt's got five. It's 33-14.
And prior to that, Tomahawk had outscored the Rib Lake 14-8 in that stretch.
How about another three? Riley Massa responds with a triple of his own. 33-17.
That's all you need is a little positive energy here.
Here's Sutherland swinging it over to Woody. Guarded by Massa, gets it inside to a wide-open Sutherland. Fall-away jumper, no. Rebound grabbed by Hetzel. Knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Borchardt. It will remain with Tomahawk. And it looks like that Rib Lake will make another substitution. Blomberg will come in for Quedno. Again, Rib Lake, the big thing is that they're keeping their they're keeping everyone in front of them on defense. Just one team foul so far in this first half with 3 minutes to go. Ein over to Blomberg. Or Booz, excuse me. Booz going to the right. Now over to Sessler. He'll go between the legs to Massa. Over to Ein. Ein standing in the corner. Over to Booz. Booz, 18-footer short. Rebound grabbed by Andrew Woody. And now here comes Rib Lake back the other way with 2:41 to go here in this first half and leading Tomahawk by 16. Woody looks, swings it over to Borchardt. Guarded by Sessler. Tries to get it to Blomberg. Gets it back to Woody. Woody driving inside on Hetzel. And a foul is going to be called on Hetzel as he fights with Woody all the way to the corner. And Andrew Woody will go to the line for the bonus. Hetzel picks up his second.
Yeah, Hetzel couldn't stay with the quickness, so he tried to hold him a little bit. And the ref was right there to call the holding foul. Bonus situation. Going to line for two. 1-1.
1-1, yeah. Woody's first free throw. No good. First miss from the line for Rib Lake tonight. And Massa hauls down the rebound. Tomahawk able to get the benefit there. Here's Booz. Takes the top of the key to Massa. Back over Sessler to Booz. Now standing at the midcourt circle. He's going to go between the legs. Quenno gets set to come back in. Here's Massa. He'll try another three. And went off the back rim. No. And the rebound grabbed off the bounce by Blomberg.
That was a wide open shot, though. We're getting good looks here. They're going to just keep it going, boys. Yep. Find the open shot and take it.
Yep, they got a fall. They got a fall. That pass knocked away. Ein comes up with it, saves it from going out of bounds. And instead, it will go to Woody inside to Sutherland. And he's fouled by Massa. And that is number three on Riley Massa, which is big.
Yes, it is.
And that'll be the bonus coming for Donovan Sutherland. Massa picks up his third, so now both Massa and Sleeper with three fouls, and Quentin Sousa will come in for the first time for the Hatchets. He'll replace Massa. Corey Fuchs comes out. Dominic Quenno comes in.
Quentin Sousa never checked in.
No, he did not.
That could be a technical foul, but they're being very lenient.
Yes, they are. So Sutherland at the free throw line for Rib Lake tonight. Sutherland so far with 8 points. Third on the team in scoring. There's a tie for first as Sutherland knocks down the first. Currently, Blomberg and Quenno are tied for the team leading scoring with 10 for Rib Lake.
Balanced, thoroughbred scoring here tonight.
Yes, it
is. By the Redmen. They're deep, interchangeable parts. They all look about the same.
Yeah, they do.
And athletic.
Sutherland goes 2-for-2 at the line. That's the third Redmen to hit double digits in this first half. Inbound thrown into Ethan Ein, and Rib Lake is going to go right back into a press here to see if they can force some turnovers. Here comes Ein across the midcourt line, looks to operate, swings it to Booz. Booz over to Sessler. Sessler looking, going to the left. He'll stop at the top of the key. That pass deflected and scooped up by Borchardt. Long pass up ahead to Quenno. Bounces it to Sutherland, who goes up and lays it in. 37-17, Rib Lake, 1.5 to go here in this first half. Sessler fakes pass one way. Now bounces it. Knocked away. And another steal this time from Blomberg. And he'll go up. Not finished. Sutherland couldn't get the tip. Rebound grabbed by Borchardt. He goes up. That one rolls around and out. Quenno the offensive rebound. He's fouled by Dominic Booz. And Quenno will go to the line for two. Booz picks up his first. And that's the ninth team foul of the half on the Hatchets.
They have 11 offensive rebounds so far in the. They have more offensive rebounds, 11, than Tomahawk has total at 8.
They're tall. They're just taller than Tomahawk as Quedno knocks down the first. Scheffler comes in for Sessler for Tomahawk. And the lead is now 21 for Rib Lake. Dominic Quedno is at the free throw line. And he goes 1-for-2. Splits the free throws. Rebound grabbed by Booz. Booz will fake the pass. He's looking to go on a run. Booz goes right between two defenders. Lost it. Keeps it alive. Nope. He was out of bounds. It will go back to Rib Lake. And that's case of Booz just trying to do a little too much.
Yeah, he had it in overdrive and couldn't downshift in time to slow down. And he was out of control and lost control of the ball.
Here's Woody going to the left, blowing right by Ein, drives to the basket, layup no good. Rebound grabs Scheffler for Tomahawk. Scheffler gets it over to Booz, gets it up, Sousa. Oh, knocked away by Quedno out of bounds, and it will remain with Tomahawk.
That's too bad because we had Hetzel all alone
yep.
under the basket. It would have taken one lob. Nobody could have got there in time. Mr. Hetzel would have had an easy two.
Yes, he would have.
Probably would have slammed it then, huh, Alex?
I would have loved to see that.
No, I would too.
I would have loved to see that. 53.3 seconds to go here, first half. Inbound from Booz to Ein. Over to Sousa. Sousa picks up his dribble. Stops, gets it back out. Booz, he's got an open look for three. That one no good. It will go out of bounds. Back to Rib Lake it will go.
Let's see if Rib Lake takes the air out and goes for one shot here at the end.
And it looks like that from the signal by Seth Borkhart. They might try and do that. They'll swing it over to Blomberg. Blomberg over to Woody. He'll drive inside with the left hand. Kick it back out Sutherland. Sutherland is going to take his time and swing it over to Borkhart. Now over to Quedno. Again, just swinging it around. 26 seconds to go here, first half. Blomberg looking. Hands it back off Woody. Woody looking to operate. 20 seconds to go here. Woody's going to drive. Kick out Sutherland. Hill drives inside on Booz. Spins around. Now swings it back out to Blomberg. 11 seconds to go. Rib Lake is taking the air out of the ball here, as you mentioned, Pike. Quedno yep. driving inside. Left hand. Gets it into the corner. Borkhart for three. In and out. Rebound Sutherland. Back up. No. Sutherland at the buzzer. He got it. And that is the end of the first half. After one half of play, Rib Lake flexing their will here on this Hatchet squad. It is Rib Lake 40, Tomahawk 17. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Hatchet Halftime Report right after this. This is Hatchet Boys Basketball on WJJQ.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
Today at Triggs, get 80% lean ground beef in the family pack size at just $2.98 a pound. And if bacon cheeseburgers are in your future, how about some Jimmy Dean sliced bacon, a 12-ounce package, just $3.99. Hellman's mayonnaise is always good on a bacon cheeseburger, and Triggs has Hellman's mayonnaise on sale for $4.99 for that big jar. And how about a Pepsi with that bacon cheeseburger? Pepsi products on sale right now. Get a case of cans for just $9.99. Putting a great meal together and saving money is easy when you shop at your local Triggs store.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. We are the proud owners of the Cracker Barrel BP. We are happy to support Hatchet Sports. Open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday and offering gasoline, food, clothing, drinks, minerals, you name it. Also, still your Hereford Junction Post Office. Cracker Barrel BP is honored to support their customers and the Hatchet athletes. Cracker Barrel BP, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, proud sponsors of the Hatchet Sports. Go get them, Hatchets.
The United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. USW 248 is honored to be a part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
And welcome, everyone, to the Hatchet Halftime Report here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House. Well, Riblake currently up on the Tomahawk Boys 40-17. And really, Pike, the story of this game is that Riblake has just flexed their will on both sides of the ball.
Yes, they have. That defense is something else with the 1-3-1 and that 1-2-2, run-jump press that they did. They got a lot of points off of that. I think at one point they were up 22-0.
Yes.
And
24-0, I believe.
24-0. Since that time, we've outscored them 17-16.
That's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right. Of course, they called off the dogs on the press. They went back on that, and they substituted frequently. But Tomahawk did okay the second part of that second half. Shots started to fall, and we got patient on offense. Defensively, we've been doing okay, except in boxing out and getting rebounds. We're getting killed on the boards.
Well, why don't we go over the stats then, Pike? Why don't we do that?
Yeah, as long as I started talking about it. For the let's cover rebounds. Tomahawk in the first half had 10 total rebounds, two of those offensive rebounds. For the Riblake Redmond, they had 24 rebounds, 13 of those offensive rebounds. So that's a lot of extra
possessions. That is a lot of extra possessions.
Yes, and turnovers, Tomahawk as a team had 10, which is pretty good against that defense. And the Redmond had 3.
They don't turn the ball over much.
No, they don't. They're very efficient.
Yes.
As far as the individual scoring, for the Riblake Redmond, the leading scorer was Donovan Sutherland with 14 points. Dominic Quidno had 11. Jackson Blomberg had 10. Seth Borkert had 5. And that's basically the scoring for the Redmond. Tomahawk, leading scorer, 2. Tyler Sundquist and Ethan Ein, both with 2 baskets, 4 total points. And next, with 3 players with 1 3-pointer, Riley Massa, Dominic Booz, and Colton Seslar. So that's the team and individual scoring and stats for the first half, Alex.
So, Pike, as we look at this particular Hatchet team, we knew that it was going to be a tall task going against this Riblake team, even without Brody Rigney. What does Tomahawk need to do to make this competitive in the second half?
Well, they got to do what they did in the second part of that first half, and that's be more patient on offense. They're moving the ball around. They weren't getting frenetic and full of anxiety. They were calm when they moved the ball around, and as soon as some of the shots started falling, they had that positive outlook to the team, and then they came back and scored quite a few points there in the second part of that first half. So they've got to do that in the second half. I have a feeling that the coach is going to put that press on here to start the second half so that he can build up a formidable lead and maybe get to the bottom of that bench for the Riblake Redmond.
Well, let's hope that Tomahawk can make this competitive second half. What do you say?
Yes, and they're not just missing Brody's shooting and scoring, but he's always been on the court. He very seldom is on the bench.
Yes.
So he's in the flow of the game, and they look to him to do that, be that calming factor. So it's not just the scoring that they're missing, but the experience and that persona, the floor
leadership.
Game.
The leadership
and floor game that Brody brings to us that we're missing also. And I thought several players stepped up there. Mr. Hetzel had a pretty good half, and others, Dominic Booz looked good. So we're coming around, and we're starting to fill the void that Brody usually fulfills for the Hatchets.
Yeah, well, someone's got to step up scoring if Tomahawk is going to try and come back into this game.
But it's even scoring. We're spreading it around.
Yeah, certainly.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players who have scored here, so Tomahawk's doing okay with that, and we just got to get more scoring going.
Well said. That's the Hatchet Halftime Report here on WJJQ. Rib Lake over Tomahawk 40-17. Second half from the Hatchet House is next.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ. And log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
And welcome back, everyone. Hatchet Boys Basketball on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk as we get set for the second half of tonight's game between the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Rib Lake Redmen. And it looks like that the teams will switch sides. Rib Lake will go from left to right, Tomahawk from right to left. And the Hatchets will get the ball to start the second half. So, Pike, as we mentioned, the one thing you want to look for also, keep up that offensive play that you had in the second part of that first half. But I think someone has to step up scoring-wise if they're going to try and make a run at this.
Yeah, somebody's got to come to the forefront here. And also, we've got to cut off the rebounding.
Yes.
We just got decimated on the boards, and that can't happen. If you're in a deficit situation, you can't be giving extra possessions to the opposing team that's in the lead.
Yep, agreed. Riley Massa will inbound for the Hatchets. Wasn't expecting the ball. He still gets it in anyway to Scheffler. And the second half begins with Scheffler across the midcourt line. He'll swing it to Booz. Over into the corner, Ein. Fakes, cross-court pass, Scheffler. He'll try three right wing. No good, off the back of the rim. Rebound grabbed by Woody, off the miss. Here comes Borchardt back the other way for Rib Lake on their first possession of the second half. And Borchardt with a clear path to the basket, knocked out of bounds, though, by Massa. It will remain with Rib Lake.
Oh, Riley with a little poke check there on the ball, knocked it out of bounds. I think the Prentice player there, Mr. Borchardt, thought he had a wide-open layup, but Riley's quick hands knocked it away.
He said it again. Borchardt inside, goes up. Blomberg's jumper's good. Said it again. Yeah.
Price, I got Price County on my brain.
Oh, man. Well, get it off your brain, Pike.
Okay. I'll try.
Here's Booz to Ein, going to the left. Ein looking cross-court, Scheffler into the corner. Massa, three-ball corner pocket. You got it! Riley Massa for three. 42-20, 17-19 to go here in this one. Massa's got six.
That's what I like to see from Riley. He's capable of that. He's just got to get confident enough to shoot it.
That pass swings it back out to Blomberg. Gets Ein off his feet. Drives. Gets it over. Borchardt's layup good. Seth Borchardt now with seven. And it is 44-20 Rib Lake. Here comes Booz. Knocked away Sutherland. Now gets it over Massa. Cross court. Scheffler. He'll try another three. And that one's good. Malachi Scheffler from downtown. Back-to-back triples for the Hatchets to begin the second half. 44-23.
Well, they're stepping up on the offensive end. Now we got to get some stops and try to dominate on the glass.
Yep, here is Blomberg looking inside to Quenno, who turns around. Left-hand layup no good. Grabs his own miss. Goes back up, and that one rattles around and out. Rebound grab by Dominic Booz. Here comes Tomahawk out and running. Booz across the midcourt line. Bounce pass. Did that go off of anyone? Nope. It'll go back to Rib Lake. Looks like he was looking for Ethan Ein.
Tomahawk has got to cut down on the turnovers here in the second half if they want to chip into this lead.
Yep, they had 10 in the first half. That's their first one of the second. Here's Borkhart looking inside, swings it back. Woody. Woody up to Borkhart. Borkhart over to Blomberg, top of the key. Blomberg fakes. And a foul is called on Massa away from the ball. That's number four on Riley.
And he was fighting to get around and front one of the players on the block. And that would have been a no call for me, but the ref saw too much physical contact for him
and
blew the whistle.
And the thing is that Massa will have to come out with four. Tyler Sundquist will have to come in. So that takes away a three-point shooter for the Hatchets.
And Riley was just starting to get into a groove.
Yep, he was. Inbound will be thrown into Sutherland. He fakes the three, decides not to take it, swings it to Woody, guarded by Scheffler. And one of the senior leaders of this Rib Lake team drives, and that pass goes off the hands of Borkhart and out of bounds. Back to Tomahawk it goes.
Got to take advantage of these turnovers.
Yep.
Let's get some points here, Tomahawk.
Yep, Rib Lake had three in the first half. That's the first one of the second. Here comes Dominic Booz across the midcourt line. Pass deflected by Sutherland. Comes up with a steal. Sutherland crossover in transition to Blomberg, who lays it in. Jackson Blomberg's now got 14, 46, 23.
That's that live ball turnover at the top of the key. Leads to wide open layups.
Scheffler, high post. Sundquist, turnaround jumper. Rolls around, no good. Rebound by Blomberg. Knocked away by Ein. Loose on the floor. Scooped up by Quedno. And out of bounds, knocked out by Sleeper. It will remain with Rib Lake.
That was good hustle on the part of the Hatchets. They had a couple of tips and fighting for that rebound, but unfortunately it went out of bounds. Ball, Redmond coming the other way.
Here's Woody over to Borkhart inside to Blomberg. Goes up, right-hand layup is good. Jackson Blomberg's got another bucket. He's got 16, 48-23.
Playing bully ball there down on the block, just backed the player down and jumped into him to get that wide-open layup.
Booz over to Malachi Scheffler. Bounce pass. Sundquist back. Booz, three-ball corner pocket. No good. That one hit the top of the backboard. Loose ball. Fight for it over on the far side. And Quedno could not keep it in bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk. He's fighting for it with Tyler Sundquist and Ethan Ein.
That's two uncharacteristic turnovers here in short order for the Redmen.
Yep, inbound thrown into Dominic Booz. He'll swing it up to Ein. Ein fakes inside Sundquist. Swings it back, Booz. Over to Scheffler. That one goes through his legs and out of bounds. It goes back to Rib Lake. Can't have those turnovers.
Nope. Got to be sure of your passes. That time pass was below the teammate's knees, and he had to reach down for it and couldn't reach down far enough for it.
Here's Borkhart, guarded by Sleeper. He'll drive inside on the left wing. Now fakes, looks, screens it back out. Blomberg's got an open look, and that one in and out on the three. Rebound grabbed by Sleeper. Here comes Dominic Booz back the other way. Bounce pass, Scheffler looking. Fakes pass one way, back to Booz. Swings it to Ein. Ein fakes, looks, cross court. Scheffler fakes the three, drives, leaves it. Sundquist, free throw line jumper, good. Tyler Sundquist got has 6, 48-25, 14-29 to go in this one.
He's been pretty efficient at that free throw line extended jump shot there. That's his third one from that general area.
Yeah, keep feeding him if he's going to keep knocking it down.
Yep.
Borkhart gets it inside, taken away by Dominic Booz for the Hatchets. Already three turnovers for Rib Lake in the second half. Here's Easton Sleeper. He'll hand it back off to Booz. Inside Sundquist, back to Scheffler. Scheffler fakes, now goes to the left. He stops, swings it to Ein, guarded by Woody. Woody back, Scheffler now inside. Back out, Ein, three ball, corner pocket. No good off the back of the rim, rebound Booz. Bounce pass to Sleeper, who lays it in. Dominic Booz to Easton Sleeper, his first two of the night, 48-27.
They're finding their groove, finally, without Brody out there. They're moving the ball around and looking for each other. Very unselfish play, and it's been rewarded with the scoreboard clicking for Tomahawk.
Blomberg, low block, gives it over to Blomberg, gets it inside to a cutting Sutherland, who's fouled, driving to the basket, and he'll go to the line for two. Now, who are they going to get with this one? They will get Booz with that one. That is his second. 13 foul of the half on Tomahawk. 13:33 to go here in this one, and Donovan Sutherland will go back to the free throw line. He's got 14 so far tonight.
Tomahawk scored 10 points here in short order in the second half. They're doing quite well on the offensive end and okay on the defensive end also.
Yep, Sutherland misses the first, and Michael Butler will come in for Sutherland, the shooter, on the next dead ball. Sutherland's second free throw is no good. He goes 0 for 2. So an empty possession for the Redmen. Here comes Dominic Booz across the midcourt line. And he will swing it up. Scheffler, bad pass. Scheffler keeps it from going out of bounds. No, could not save it. It'll go back to Rib Lake. And now here comes Butler in for Sutherland. So 48-27, Tomahawk up. Go ahead.
He'll afford those turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, just a lackadaisical pass there to a player who was kind of covered.
Yeah, but they're also forcing turnovers as well here. So if you can offset those, that'll at least go well for you. That shot, no good. Travel violation. Calling Jackson Blomberg back to Tomahawk it goes.
Well, uncharacteristic again on the part of the Redmen. They've got four turnovers second half to Tomahawk's four turnovers.
Colton Sessler gets set to come back in for the Hatchets. And now here comes Booze. Fakes pass, looks, has to get rid of it, does. Scheffler fakes the three. Now bounce pass to Ein. Ein drives, looking, cross court. Booze from just inside the arc. No good. And Ein tries to save it and does to Sundquist. Turn around, jumper, no. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Booze. He goes back up and lays it in. Dominic Booze amped up. He's got five, 48-29.
Great hustle on the part of the Hatchets there. They didn't give up on that at all. Two offensive rebounds.
And Blomberg drives and lays it in. He responds 50-29, 12 and a half to go here in this one. Here comes Booze across the midcourt line, looking to operate. Crosses over, fakes pass, bounce pass. Scheffler, pass deflected. Try to get it to Sleeper, and instead Woody comes away with a takeaway. Here's Woody getting it up to Blomberg in the corner. Blomberg inside, knocked away, out of bounds. Last touch by Sundquist, and will remain with Rib Lake as he reached over the top of Butler. And now Sessler will come in. Dominic Booze will come out.
This 6 minutes of basketball is some of the best I've seen the Hatchets play this year.
Yeah, it has.
12 points and against a very tough team.
Yeah,
playing them nose to nose.
Yep, exactly. Butler, his jumper, that one no good. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Ein. And again, Tomahawk, they've outscored Rib Lake so far in the second half, 12-10. And this is against a team that is number one in the Marrowwood North. Here's Sessler, tries to bounce past Ein, and a traveling violation called on Sessler. It'll go back to Rib Lake. I think he wanted a kick.
Yeah, I did too. So, but the ref thought otherwise.
Yep. And now Rib Lake will bring back in Sutherland, and he will replace Seth Borkhart. And again, the one thing with this Rib Lake team, again, a very veteran-heavy team, are going to be a tough out for anyone who plays them come postseason time.
Yes, they are.
Now here's Quedno, left side. Quedno driving inside, and he is fouled on the floor. No basket, and that foul's on Sleeper. That's number four on Easton.
That's so, two Hatchets now with four fouls.
Yeah, two of our starters as well. But it looks like Sleeper is going to stay out there. At least for the time being, Cooper Hetzel will come in next at ball. Here is Woody now in the corner, guarded by Scheffler. Woody fakes, looks, handoff, Sutherland. On the wing, swings it to Quedno, back Woody, bounce past Sutherland. He's backing in on Scheffler, bounces it to Butler. Over to Woody, fakes, looks to the right, swings it to Sutherland. Again, it looks like that Rib Lake taking the air out of the ball. Sutherland drives, his layup no good. Rebound Butler, he goes back up and scores. Michael Butler with his first two of the night, 52-29, 11:22 to go here. Here comes Colton Sessler for Tomahawk, fakes, now looks to operate, tries to bounce inside to Sundquist, taken away by Sutherland. Sutherland lost it out of bounds, and will go back to Tomahawk. And now Cooper Hetzel will come in for Easton Sleeper, who will have to sit down with four fouls.
Both teams exchanging turnovers there in the last two possessions.
Yeah.
Let's see if Tomahawk can calm down a little bit more and be more efficient in their passing. We got to get shots, boys.
Yep, here comes Scheffler, who fakes pass one way. Now swings it to Ein. He'll go to the left. Crossover, swings it back. Scheffler standing at the midcourt circle. Back Ein, right wing. Scheffler swings it. Sessler, he'll go to the right. Bounces it to Scheffler. Back to Sessler. Sessler fakes to the high post. Swings it back to Scheffler. To Sessler. Sessler back to Scheffler. High post, Sundquist. Turn around. Knocked away from behind. Loose on the floor. Sundquist comes up with it, but it's knocked away by Sutherland. And now here comes Rib Lake back the other way with Blomberg. He drives inside on Scheffler. Wow, layup is good. Oof. That was a wild layup that went in for Jackson Blomberg. He's now got 20 for the Redmen here in this one.
Yeah, that was a circus shot.
Yep. Here's Sessler going to the left. Sessler fakes, gets it over the top to Ein. Ein will drive with the left hand, and he is fouled. And they're not going to call it a basket. It was on the floor. Andrew Woody with the foul. That's his first. And that's a rare foul for the Redmen. That's only, I think, their second foul of this whole game. And Xavier wow. Johnson will come in for Jackson Blomberg.
Second foul of the game.
Yeah, that says something.
The JV game, and they did not, Redmen did not have a foul the whole first half. So
wow.
That's very, they're a well-coached defensive team.
Yep, here's Sunquist. He is going to drive inside, go up, wild layup, no good. Rebound grabbed by Sutherland. Here comes Rib Lake back the other way, this time with Andrew Woody. Guarded by Malachi Scheffler. Woody drives inside on Scheffler. That pass deflected, but a foul is called on Tomahawk again. Now who will they get with this one? They're going to get Cooper Hetzel. That is his third.
Oof.
These posts for Tomahawk are starting to drop like flies with their foul trouble. Inbound thrown in. Sutherland jumper. That one rattles around and drops. And Sutherland has 16 for Rib Lake, 56-29. And now Rib Lake starting to pull away a little bit here in this one. Here is Sessler going to the right. Swings it to Scheffler. Scheffler back. Sessler goes to the left. Swings it to Ein. Ein drives with the left hand. Cross court. Scheffler goes through his hands and out of bounds. Back to Rib Lake it goes.
It's been several possessions here, and we haven't gotten a shot.
No, we haven't.
Turnover bug is coming back to bite us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Here now here comes Rib Lake with Andrew Woody across the midcourt line. Woody going to the right. He's going to drive inside on Scheffler. Left-hand layup is good. Andrew Woody with his first two of the night. 58-29. The Redmen are now doubling up the hatchets here in this one. Here comes Sessler across the midcourt line. Swings it to Ein. Ein fakes. Handoff to Sessler. Bounce pass goes to Sunquist. Sunquist looking back. Sessler bounces inside Hetzel. Turn around. Right-hand hook shot. Good off the glass for Cooper Hetzel. 58-31. Hetzel with his first two of the night.
Like to see that confidence in Mr. Hetzel. They were looking to get the ball into the post. They did. He did a fadeaway bank shot there and got it in for two.
Here's Quenno over to Woody. Woody looking. Going to the right. Crosses over on Scheffler. Now Woody looking to operate. Drives inside. Woody kick out. Sutherland is there. He'll go to the right side. Drive. Go up. Left-hand layup. That one rolls in. A lot of bounces on the rim before that one drops. Sutherland's got 18, 60-31. Here's Ein. Fakes. Now goes to the left. Look. Swings it back. Sessler over to Scheffler. Scheffler looking. Tries to operate. And he will take a dribble. Bounce pass. Sessler. Bounce it in the corner. Ein. Ein back. Sessler. One dribble. He'll fake. Swing it back to Ein. Three ball. Corner pocket. Short. And rebound fought for. Grab by Hetzel. Turn around. His jumper. No good off the glass. Rebound grabbed by Sutherland. And now here comes Sutherland back the other way for Rib Lake, getting it up to Woody. And again, the Redmen looking to just take the air out of the ball here for this one. They lead by 29 with 8 minutes to go here. Swinging it over to Butler. Butler looking, tries to find someone. Over to Woody. Over to Johnson. Johnson standing on the left wing. Backing into Quenno. Quenno goes up. His shot blocked from behind by Ein. Quenno going up. His layup is good. 62-31, Rib Lake. East and Sleeper getting set to check back in with four fouls. Now here comes Colton Sessler. Sessler now crosses over, looks, swings it to Scheffler. Scheffler looks into the corner. Sunquist fakes back to Scheffler. Scheffler looking to operate. Sessler over to Ein. He'll fake, swing it back. Sessler fakes. He will drive, gets it. Sunquist with a deep two. That one goes in for Sunquist. He's got eight.
He's been very efficient at that little 15-foot jump shot.
Yeah, he has.
That's the fourth one from about the same distance.
Timeout is called by Rib Lake. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Well, for what it's worth, Pike, even though Tomahawk's trailing by 29, their play so far in the second half has definitely been encouraging.
Yeah. I'd even go back further into the latter part of the first half. That stretch there where we put a lot of points on the board there got us back into feeling okay about ourselves. So there's some pluses that are coming out of this. And I think they struggled to start without Brody in there. They didn't know where to go because he was absent.
Yeah.
You always look for him to shoot.
You're right.
But he's not even on the court.
No, he's not.
So the second half, they found a little comfort zone with moving the ball around without Brody out there on the court. And it's been beneficial, and we've gotten some open shots and knocked some down.
And we do hope that Rigney heals up and gets himself ready for Monday, because Tomahawk goes to Crandon on Monday for another one.
Okay.
And now here comes Seth Borkhardt as we resume play. Borkhardt fakes, swings it over to Sutherland. Sutherland fakes pass one way. Now over to Johnson. Borkhardt now to a cutting Blomberg. Swings it back out to Borkhardt. Borkhardt fakes. Now looks to swing it around. Now goes over to Sutherland. Sutherland drives inside with the right hand. Stops in the paint. Swings it back out to Blomberg. Guarded by Ein. Fakes one way. Now goes to the right. Drive. Kick. Sutherland. He'll drive. Go up. Right hand layup. No. Grabs his own miss. Loose ball now. Scooped up by Fuchs, who just came back in. Borkhardt tries a three and hits it. Seth Borkhardt with the triple. He's got 10. He's the fourth Redman to hit double figures tonight. 65-33. Here comes Sessler looking, swings it to Scheffler, back to Sessler, bounce pass to Ein in the corner. Ein looking, tries to get inside to Sleeper, instead swings it out to Sessler, back to Scheffler. That one's from way downtown, short, right to Ein it goes. That one rebounded back up and in for Ethan Ein. Ein's got six now for Tomahawk, 65-35. Sutherland coming back the other way, couldn't get the layup. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Easton Sleeper for Tomahawk. Now here come the Hatchets with Sessler. Sessler across the midcourt line, looking to operate. Bounce pass, Sunquist, turn around, his jumper. That one bounces off the front of the rim that time. Rebound grabbed by Jackson Blomberg.
Mr. Sunquist is feeling it, though. I give him credit. Take that shot.
Yep,
Blomberg. You've been making it.
Moving it back out to Borkhardt. Over to Johnson now, standing right inside the arc. Borkhardt, who's got a couple triples tonight, looking to operate. Swings it back out to Blomberg. Blomberg swings it to Sutherland, who'll drive, now gets it along the baseline, stepped out of bounds, and will go back to Tomahawk, and Dominic Booz will come in for the first time, and he will come in for Colton Sessler. He'll get a well-earned rest.
Colton's done a good job at the point there, moving the ball around.
Yes, he has. Now Dominic Booz will come back in, and he's got five so far tonight for the Hatchets. Second on the team in scoring behind Tyler Sunquist, who's got eight. Here is Booz swinging it to Scheffler, now on the right wing. He'll swing it back to Booz, standing close to the midcourt circle. High post again, Sunquist. He'll fake the jumper this time. Swing it out, Scheffler. He'll fake. One dribble, pull up three. Kaboom! Malachi Scheffler from downtown. His second triple of the night, 65-38. 5 minutes to go.
Little shot fake, and one dribble, step to the left, wide open three, knock it down.
And now here is Blomberg lobbing it inside to Fuchs. He's surrounded by two Hatchet defenders. That one goes off of Ethan Ein and out of bounds. It will remain with Rib Lake. And now Michael Butler will come in for the Redmen. He'll replace Donovan Sutherland. Sutherland will lead with 18 points, second on the team in scoring tonight, behind Jackson Blomberg for the Redmen, who's got 20. Inbound will be thrown in to Fuchs. Fuchs looking to operate back to Borkhardt. Borkhardt guarded by Scheffler at the left wing. Now looks to operate. Swings it over into the corner to Johnson. Guarded by Booz. He'll hand it off to Blomberg. Blomberg from way downtown. Short. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Tyler Sunquist. Here comes Dominic Booz. Booz crossing over. He will drive, stop, pull up, jumper. Off the glass. No. He went for the high bank shot and could not get the ball to fall. Here comes Rib Lake back the other way with Borkhardt. Borkhardt guarded by Scheffler, swings it to Butler. Butler in the corner, guarded by Sunquist, and he'll drive with the left hand. Butler tries to get into the corner. He travels. It'll go back to Tomahawk. 4:09 to go here in this one, 65-38, Rib Lake.
Rib Lake had three turnovers in the first half. They've got seven already here in the second half.
That's definitely concerning. Rib Lake calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this from Woodland Lakes Realty. Here on WJJQ.
Terrified of the current housing market? Never fear, Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk is here to help guide you through the process. With over 40 years of experience, Ed and Chris Roche have the expert advice. Whether looking to buy or considering selling, give Woodland Lakes Realty a call at 224-3800 or visit their website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Don't make buying a home more stressful than needed. Call Woodland Lakes Realty today.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. Taking a look at head broadcast coming up for next week. Again, the busyness continues for the winter. Tomahawk girls will be here on Monday as Northland Lutheran comes into town. That'll be a really good one. Last time those two teams played, it was a shootout.
It was electric, Alex.
Yes, it was.
We had a ball that night down at Northland Lutheran. Really looking forward to that game again.
Yep, certainly. Here's Here's Dominic Boos looking to operate. Swings it to Scheffler. Scheffler bounces it back. Boos fakes into the corner. Ein, three ball, corner pocket, short. Rebound grab. And it looks like that rib lake has emptied their bench. Holding down that rebound was Chris Krause. And now Jackson Shutt, the freshman, will come in. And he'll look to operate. Also in is Jeremy Witala and Brady Heiser. Heiser is going to drive inside on sleeper, swings it back out into the corner, and that three is in and out from Jackson Shutt. Rebound grab by Tyler Sundquist. Now here comes Tomahawk back the other way with Boos. He'll fake pass one way, looks to operate, gets it over the head of Sundquist. He'll go back to get it. Sundquist able to maintain possession. 3:20 to go. Cross court pass deflected. Scheffler comes away with it. Back to Sundquist. He thought about a three, instead swings it to Boos. Boos guarded tightly by Witala. Boos going to the left, bounces it. Sundquist, bad pass out of bounds. It'll go back to Rib Lake.
Yeah.
Looking at another Hatchet broadcast coming up. Tomahawk Hockey also beginning their Great Northern Conference meet on Tuesday. And the Medford Raiders come to town. We'll have the Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show for you that night at 6:35. And Zach Garner will be in the broadcast booth with me at 7 o'clock from Sarah Park and Tomahawk Tuesday night.
It's going to be a good stretch of games for Tomahawk. They got tournament time coming up.
Yep. And it looks like we have a violation. Not sure what that was.
He didn't signal what the violation was, but
no,
it was on
not.
The Redmond, and it's a turnover, and Tomahawk's got the ball coming this way.
Well, there you go. Again, no signal, but still a turnover signal for Redmond. Means Tomahawk with possession. Here's Dominic Boos going to the left. Gets it over to Ein. Ein surrounded. Back to Boos. Cross court. Scheffler driving inside. Now swings it back out to the corner. Scheffler looking to operate. He's guarded by Krause. He'll pull up from way downtown. That one no good. Rebound loose and scooped up by sleeper for Tomahawk. Well, Sundquist goes up. His jumper no good. Tries to grab his own miss. That one is grabbed by Jackson Shutt off the bounds. Shutt almost had it knocked away, and instead gets it up to Johnson. Johnson's pass deflected by Malachi Scheffler. Able to go into the backcourt to get it. Johnson now gets it up. Pass intercepted by Easton Sleeper. Long pass up to Scheffler in transition. Scheffler will drive. Goes up. Layup no good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Ethan Ein for Tomahawk. Back out to Sleeper. He tries to get it to Scheffler. Bad pass. Keeps it in play. And it's knocked away by the Redmen. Here comes Johnson. A little bit of a wild sequence there.
A lot of bit. Of
and now
wild.
Dominic Boos comes up with a steal. Boos driving down the lane. He'll go up and lay it in. Dominic Boos now with 7, 65-41, 45 to go here in this one. With the loss here, Tomahawk will drop to 1-14 on the season. They'll have Crandon on the road coming up on Monday. That one knocked away out of bounds. It will remain with Rib Lake. Last touch by Scheffler. And in addition to hockey, we also have playoff wrestling coming up next week. Pike?
Excellent. I think tournament time?
Yeah, it is. Great Northern Conference meet. Tomahawk will go down to Antigo for the GNC meet this year. And Tony Derleth will be in the broadcast booth with me. That'll get underway at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 3rd. And now here comes Jackson Shutt for Rib Lake with a minute and a half to go. And a foul is going to be called on Tomahawk. They are going to get Ethan Ein. That's only his first. 15th foul of the half on the Hatchets.
Rib Lake with one foul here in the second half.
Yeah. Two fouls the whole game.
Wow.
That's very impressive defense.
Yes, it is.
Riley Massa will come in for Tyler Sundquist. Massa's got 6 so far in this one. He's tied for 3rd on the team in scoring with Ein and Scheffler. Tyler Sundquist has 8. Dominic Boos has 7. Here comes Shutt across the midcourt line. Shutt picks up his dribble, crosses over, swings over to Butler. Butler going to the right, guarded by Scheffler. He'll swing it back around. Now guarded by Scheffler again. That pass knocked away by Malachi, and instead Johnson scoops it up for Rib Lake. And a double dribble is going to be called on Xavier Johnson. It'll go back to Tomahawk.
The Redmen have more turnovers in this half than the Tomahawk Hatchets do. That was their 11th by my count.
Wow.
To Tomahawk's 9.
Looks like there was a miscommunication on the inbound between the official and the booth, and they're both smiling about it, so you know it's all in good fun. Here's Massa over to Ein. He'll kick into the corner. Scheffler will try a three. That one no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Butler for Rib Lake. It will remain with Tomahawk. 1:06 to go here. Again, our next broadcast will be on Monday with Tomahawk Girls taking on Northland Lutheran. Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show begins at 6:50. Tip off at 7:15. Both Pike and I will be in the broadcast booth. That shot from Scheffler, no good. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2.
I'm looking at my score sheet here, and It's looking like these are our first two free throws.
That is unbelievable.
It certainly is.
That second team foul of the half on Rib Lake. The foul's on Butler. That was his first.
Looks like there's a miscommunication. Yep, the foul is, yeah, a little bit of miscommunication on the foul call. Just want to be sure that that's correct. Scheffler knocks Scheffler's free throw count, so he's got seven. And Scheffler's second free throw is good. He goes 2 for 2. 8 points for Scheffler, now tied for the team lead in scoring with Tyler Sundquist. 1:01 to go here. Now here comes Butler across the midcourt line. Butler looking to operate. Now swings it back cross court to Johnson. Into the corner to Witala. And he'll look, gets it inside to Butler. Nice pass. He'll go up, lay it in, and a foul is called on Easton Sleeper. And Sleeper is fouled out of the game with 49.4 seconds to go. And now Quinton Sousa will come in for the Hatchets. So Sleeper out, Sousa in. Easton Sleeper fouls out of the game.
2 points.
2 points for Sleeper. And it will be Michael Butler at the free throw line. And he misses the front, and he misses the and one. Rebound grabbed by Booz. Booz is tripped and fouled by Butler. With 47.7 to go. And again, the Hatchet girls, last time we saw them play against Northland Lutheran last year, that was a 65-51 victory. Tomahawk tied their season high for points scored. They knocked down 13 three-pointers in that game. Here is Booz. Bounce pass to Scheffler. Scheffler looking step back three from the corner, and he hit it! What a shot by Malachi Scheffler! He's got 11, 67-45. Now Johnson gets it up to Fuchs. He catches, goes up, and puts it in. And Corey Fuchs with his first two. It's 69-45. Long pass back the other way to Scheffler. He'll go up wild layup. That one rolls in, and the foul. Malachi Scheffler getting some extra points in this final minute. He's now got 13.
That was a nice basket through physical contact.
Yep.
A little touch over the front of the rim, side of the rim, pardon me.
Fourth team foul of the half on Rib Lake. That's the third on Butler. As Scheffler can't complete the three-point play, Butler hauls down the rebound. And now here comes Ethan Ein guarding Butler. As Butler gets it across the midcourt line, Butler will drive, get it over to Schutt. Schutt will go to the right, swing it over to Johnson. Rib Lake will take the air out of the ball. They don't need to shoot. They will get a three-pointer from Schutt, who misses. Rebound grab by Booz. Booz looking to operate with four. Booz with three. He'll drive, go up, can't finish. Scheffler the rebound, goes back up and scores at the buzzer to end this one. The Hatchets fight hard, compete, but come up on the wrong side of this one. They lose to Rib Lake 69-49. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics Radio postgame show right after this here on WJJQ.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet Athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. This is what Mark had to say. I worked with Debbie with the purchase of our new vehicle. Wonderful experience. Highly recommend Rylander Toyota. Everyone we spoke to was so kind. Debbie took the time to explain everything about our vehicle and answered all the questions we had. We will definitely go back for our next vehicle. Come experience the Rylander Toyota difference.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill. Support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals. 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's, right along North 4th Street.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, salutes the extra dedication and effort of the Hatchet student-athletes, the managers, and the coaches. They make the commitment to represent our school and community through the extracurricular activities they do. They do their best each and every day. Our Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union thanks all the listeners for your support of the Tomahawk School District, and good luck, Hatchets.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids, that's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Come on!
Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student-athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on, choose health and motion for you.
And welcome, everyone, to the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio post-game show on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House as Tomahawk falls to Rib Lake tonight, 69-49. Pike, what was your biggest takeaway from tonight's game?
Improvement on the part of Hatchets. Not just overall for the game, but in the second half, we outscored the Redmen 32-29. Of course, they called off the dogs and brought in their subs there late in the game. But I thought we made improvement through that second half. We talked about how we're going to have to knock down some shots. We knocked them down. We talked about how they'd have to improve on the glass. And the rebounding was definitely much improved there in the second half. As a matter of fact, we out-rebounded the Redmen there in the second half after getting slaughtered on the glass in the first half. So there is improvement on the offense. There is improvement on the glass, increasing our rebounds. There is improvement in defense because we outscored them in the second half. So I think you can take a lot away from this game. And the boys found themselves. They relied on Brody Rigney for a lot this whole year because he's our scorer. Well, guess what? We got other guys that can score.
Yeah.
Malachi Scheffler ended up with 15 points, which is an excellent game.
Including 12 in the second half.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Why don't you go over the rest of the statistics for us, Pike?
All right, let's cover the team's statistics first of all. Rebounds. Tomahawk in the second half had 17 total rebounds, 9 of those offensive rebounds. So for the game, they ended up with 27 total rebounds, 11 offense. For the Rib Lake Redmen, they ended up with 13 in the second half, 4 of those offensive after 13 offensive boards in the first half. So total for the game, they had 37 total rebounds, 17 of those were offensive rebounds. So overall, they out-rebounded Tomahawk by 10. Turnovers. Tomahawk did much better in the second half. They only had 9 turnovers, 19 for the game. They had fewer turnovers than the Redmen in the second half, who had 11, and they had 14 for the game. So Tomahawk much improved defensively, offensively, and rebounding there. As far as the individual statistics, first, for the Rib Lake Redmen, the leaders in the Merriwood North Conference, their leading scorer tonight was Jackson Blomberg with 20. Then with 18 was Donovan Sullivan. Then with 13 was Dominic Quidno. 10 points from Seth Borkert. 4 points from Michael Butler. 2 points from Andrew Woody. And also Corey Fuchs, and that's the scoring for the Redmen. For the Tomahawk Hatchets, the leading scorer, as I said, was Scheffler with 15. Second leading scorer was with 8 points. Tyler Sundquist on a bunch of 15-foot outside jump shots.
Mm-hmm.
Then with 6 points was Riley Massa with 2 threes. Also with 6 points on all on two-pointers was Ethan Ein. Then with 2 points we had Cooper Hetzel. And also Easton Sleeper. So that's the team and individual stats for the game tonight.
Well, regardless of how you may look at it, regardless if it's a loss or not, Tomahawk did pretty well without Brody Brigney. They put up 49 points. Unfortunately, they fall 69-49. Hatchets fall to 1-14 on the season, 0-7 in Great Northern Conference play. They're going to travel out to Crandon for their next game on Monday. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio pregame show right after this here on WJJQ.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182 and online generationsfuneral.com.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
Hilgi's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilgi's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilgi's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilgi's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilgi's other convenient Northwoods locations.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mayer Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them Hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you as the Tomahawk boys fall to Rib Lake tonight, 69-49. Again, the one thing that we mentioned, Pike, in this game was that even though Tomahawk struggled mightily, their second half performance was a lot better. They were able to shoot the ball well from beyond the arc as well.
Yes, they were, and I was looking forward, without our top scorer, I thought that this would be a definite blowout here, Alex, and to my surprise, Tomahawk looked really good in stretches there.
As yeah, they did.
Saying we outscored them in the second half, 32-29. Of course, again, they called off the dogs. But Tomahawk shot much better, played better defense, rebounded better. A lot of positives to take out of this, and
certainly,
I hope the boys do.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, again, Tomahawk, they're going to go to Crandon for their next game. That'll be on Monday. And then after that, they do have a couple of tough games. But our next broadcast of Hatchet Boys Basketball, we're going to do a basketball doubleheader. Pike, how does that sound?
Hey, a doubleheader.
A doubleheader, yeah. That'll be on Monday the 6th. We are going to take a little trip down to Plainfield and Tri-County High School for the boys-girls doubleheader. The girls' game will begin first. That'll be at 5:30. Tip-off for the boys' game will be at 6:45, 7 o'clock, give or take, depending on how long the girls' game does. So be sure to get your cup of coffee and your water ready, if you will, because it is going to be a long night of basketball down in Plainfield. Otherwise, our next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be on Monday with the Tomahawk girls taking on Northland Lutheran here at the Hatchet House. Fairmont Orthodontics Radio pregame show at 6:50. Tip-off will be at 7:15. And again, going back to last year when we called that game, Pike, that was probably the best
most entertaining game I think we had the whole season.
Without a doubt. And I am very much looking forward to having the same kind of game on Monday. It's going to be exciting here in the Hatchet House.
Yep, it is. That's going to do it for the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame postgame show. I'll be back to wrap things up after this.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet sports and athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
And we're back with final time here on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Again, the busyness of Tomahawk Hatchet sports continues. I almost said Wisconsin sports because it's been a crazy week at that, too. Tomahawk Hatchets will be back in action next Monday, this upcoming Monday. We're going to have Tomahawk girls basketball in action against Northland Lutheran. Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show, 6:50, tip-off, 7:15. Hatchet boys will be back in action as well. They're going to travel out to Crandon for their next game. That'll be at 7:15 as well. And then afterwards, we'll have Hatchet Great Northern Conference Tournament Hockey on Tuesday as Tomahawk takes on Medford. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show, 6:35, opening faceoff, 7 o'clock from Sarah Park and Tomahawk. Zach Garner will be with me in the broadcast booth. And playoff wrestling will get in action also coming up next Saturday. Tomahawk's Great Northern Conference meet is in Anago. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show will be at 9:35, and matches begin at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Tony Derleth will join me in the broadcast booth. Pike, any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
in what was a 20-point victory for the Rib Lake Redmen, the Tomahawk Hatchets can hold their head high because there was a lot of positives that you can take out of that game. And we spoke about them offensively, defensively, rebounding.
Yep.
They played with confidence, which I like to see, and they played fighting right to the end. So Tomahawk was looking good. This is something to build on here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. Once again, final score here from the Hatchet House tonight, Rib Lake 69, Tomahawk 49. I'd like to thank very much Ryan Flynn, the athletic director, for getting us all set up as always. Thank you very much to John Larson for joining us on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show. Pike, thank you as always for joining me up here in the booth. And thank you, most importantly, for tuning in. That's going to wrap it up for everyone at WJJQ. This is Alex Cook signing off. And from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ Tomahawk.